The truth of the matter is we give too many excuses, and we many times don't realize the consequence of this choice in this lifetime and in the scheme of eternity. Let's talk about it. Hi, welcome to Women Folk, a podcast about faith, growth, and healing for the women folk. Thank you for tuning into another episode. Today, as you heard with the intro, I just want to speak about excuses. Now, the reason that we are talking about this today is because I know myself, and I know because I know so many other women who are just like me and just like you, who come up with so many good sounding reasons as to why this cannot be, why this cannot change, why one cannot do that. But at the end of the day, they are excuses. And we really need to address it. I'm speaking for myself, and I know that if you are living on this side of eternity, I'm speaking about you too. Now, you know, God is calling us to do many things, to live in a certain way. And sometimes we know that there are certain things that we have to do for our health, things that we have to do for our careers, for our studies, for our relationships, with our relationship with God, for the relationships with people around us, people that we are called to serve, and people who are serving us. There are various things, the different things that God is calling us to do. But many times we come up with reasons as to why we cannot do that. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to read a passage of scripture. The scripture is found in James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. I will be reading the Amplified Version. And this is what it says. It says, "So any person who knows what is right to do, but does not do it, to him, it is a sin." Let me say that again. So any person who knows what is right to do, but does not do it, to him and to her, it is a sin. So that's just baseline. When we know that there is something right to do, something good to do, and we come up with a reason why we shouldn't do it, not only is it an excuse, but the Bible actually categorizes it and says, no, this is actually a sin. This is something that is counted against him or her in the greater scheme of eternity. I know some of us might be listening to this or watching this and thinking that, you know, Bale, I have so many things on my plate. I have so many challenges. There's so many things that I know I should do. But honestly, I do not think it is possible because of whatever reason it may be. I want to let you know about one thing that I realized about the difference between an excuse and an obstacle. When I learned this, my mind was like, wow, okay, Bale, we need to stop with these excuses. The first thing, and these are the definitions of these two, of explanations of what an excuse is and what an obstacle is. So an excuse is a reason, any reason that you can come up with before you start doing a thing as to why that thing cannot be done, why that thing will be difficult to do. So the key is, it's a reason that comes up before you even start. Before you even start getting back in shape, you bring up your schedule, you bring up how tired you are, you bring up the fact that you've got so many things to do, you do not have the resources for it. You come up with these reasons before you even start. On the other hand, what an obstacle is, an obstacle are things that make it difficult to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish as you are on the way, as you were on the journey, as you were trying, as you were moving towards getting this thing done. So with obstacles, you were actually starting to exercise using that example. But you're finding that the kids wake up earlier than you would realize, or you're finding that you are not having the right shoes, or something happened with your shoes, and it's become difficult for you to exercise. Those are obstacles that are in the way. Obstacles can always be overcome. Every problem has a solution. Every problem has a solution. But that's the difference between an obstacle and an excuse. Excuses are things that we come up with, that we bring on the table. They are justifications as to why the conversation cannot happen, why the business cannot start, why you cannot put more hours into your studies, why you cannot put more hours into prayer and the reading of the word. All of these are excuses. Now, one thing I want us to know and to remember is that God knows where we are when he calls us to do something. When something is brought to us, whether it is through the people in our world, whether it's come up from our minds or from our spirit, God knows exactly where we are when he calls us to do something, when he invites us to something, when he invites us to health, when he invites us to wealth, when he invites us to peace, when he invites us to relational restoration. God knows exactly where we are, and he still gives the command. He still points us in the direction. In other words, he knows that regardless of where we are, when this thing is brought to us, we have the ability. He will release the grace for us to do whatever it is that is. So I want you to be sure. I want you to, like, let it be settled in your heart and in your spirit that when God is pointing you into a direction, the grace will be there. And that is why it's so important for us to be able to differentiate between, is this God or is this me? Because sometimes if we are doing things because we want, because people say, because it seems good, but not necessarily God, we can find ourselves getting into a space of strife, get into a space of stress, get into a space where we have things on our plate that were never ordained by God. Because everything that God puts on our plate, we have the ability and the capacity to do it, and not only do it, but to do it with excellence. So we need to be able to discern, why do I want to do this? Is it because it is a divine inspiration? Is it because it is an idea that God has given me that will lead me to living the life that he's calling me to live? Or is it because I have been influenced and impacted by my generation, by my peers, as to the direction or the step that I need to take? Because regardless of where we are, whatever that place you are that you are in now, when God gives the command, he gives you the grace, the ability and the capacity to obey. He knows where we are. And if he gives us something to do, a place to go, he knows that we will be able to do it, because he never gives commands that are outside of our ability to obey. He's not that kind of God. The other thing that I want to touch on is that God knows what the effect of our obedience and of our disobedience is. For instance, let's say God is calling you to serve more in your local church. And it is very clear and has been impressed on your heart and in your mind that, okay, I really need to serve more. I need to give more of myself to building the kingdom of God, the people of God, in the place that he has put me, which is in the local church. And the reason that he would put that in your heart is because he knows what's going to happen when you obey. He knows what's going to happen in your life. He knows what's going to happen in the lives of the people that you will impact. He knows the impact of your obedience, and that is why he is bringing the command to you. And the same thing is true with disobedience. He knows What will happen if you don't obey the call to serve? He knows the impact that it'll have on your soul. He knows the impact that it'll have on your mental health. He knows the impact. And that is why he is bringing out the invitation. He's giving the command. Because here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. The other thing is that most times, when God gives a direction as to where our lives should go, where our time should go, where our resources should go, where our energy should go, he does this knowing that if he does not give that direction, we're likely to go in the wrong direction. We're likely to choose the wrong thing. We're likely to spend our energy in the wrong way. We are likely to spend our time in the wrong way. And that is why he would say, okay, my daughter, I am calling you. I'm telling you, I'm commanding you to spend more time with me. I'm telling you to start that business. I'm telling you to fix that relationship with that person. I'm telling you to do it. You may feel like you do not know how. We may want to come up with reasons as to why that will not work, but I, your God, your creator, your Lord, am telling you to do this because I know what's going to happen when you obey me. I know the impact it's going to have on you when you obey me. I know. So do this thing. Because I know that if I don't tell you, you're probably going to stay with a certain mindset, which is going to skew the choices you make, which is you're not going to take certain actions, which is going to bring healing in that family. You're not going to make certain decisions, which will secure you financially in the future such that you can provide for the mission that I'm calling you on, and you can take and sponsor the mission of other people that I will bring you into contact with. He knows that if he does not give that direction, we are likely to go wrong. We are likely to choose wrong. So when God is bringing these things to us, when these things are brought up in our hearts and in our spirits, when we have divine inspirations in our mind regarding things that we need to do, I want to encourage you as I am encouraging myself. Let us be aware of the excuses that we bring. Let us remember that God, he knows where we are when he calls us to do a certain thing. He knows the things that are on our plate. And many times there is an outworking that we need to go through that is going to build our character, that's going to make us like him. There are certain things that we need to let go of, certain habits we need to form, which is a difficult process, mind you. Yes, it is a difficult process. Whew, it is a very difficult process. But the key is in acknowledging the existence of the obstacles as we walk in obedience, as opposed to coming up with excuses as to why we cannot obey. Acknowledging that, yes, things will be hard. Yes, I'm going to need to overcome that. Yes, I'm going to need to learn how to start doing that. I'm going to need to learn how to stop doing that. And take the journey, as opposed to not even taking a step because you've already made up your mind that it cannot be done. You've already made up your mind that it is an impossible situation. You've already made up your mind that regardless of what you do, it's not going to make a difference. So let us make room for what God can do. But let us remember that we release his ability when we walk in obedience. I'm going to read that passage of scripture one more time as I close and end this episode. It says, so any person who knows what is right to do but does not do it, to him it is a sin. So that being said, as I bring this episode to a close, I'd just like us to take a moment to pray. I'm going to be praying for you as I ask you to pray for yourself as well, and be praying that God would forgive us for the times we have sinned in this regard, when we did not do what we knew we were supposed to do. We did not do what we knew was right to do and to help us going forward to be women of obedience, women who do the right thing. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord, I really thank you for this time and this opportunity that we have together. Lord, I thank you that you are listening to us, that you are present as we bring our hearts and our lives before you. Father, time and time again, we have known, you have laid it in our heart. It has been very evident to us as to what is the right thing to do, but sometimes you just don't do it. We have come up with reasons and excuses as to why things cannot be done. And we have not been aware that we have been sinning against you, sinning even against ourselves. And Father God, right now we bring before you the acknowledgement of our sin. And we pray, Father God, that you'd forgive us. Forgive us for the times we did not do the right thing. Forgive us for the times when you told us what to do and we did not do it. Yet we brought excuses before you, Father. I pray this, my God and Savior, in Jesus' name, help us, King. Help us to be women of obedience. And as we move forward, Father God, I pray that you would awaken our hearts and our spirits to hear you. Holy Spirit, that you would go back to showing us and telling us what we need to do. We say that we will obey. We will do the right thing. We will move in the direction that you call us to move into. We will say, we will speak up. We will confront. We will be silent when you call us to do those different things in the different situations that we may find ourselves in. Father, I thank you so much that you are God of mercy, that you are God of love, that you are patient King. We bring ourselves before you, Father, and I know and I believe, Father, that with you, all things are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Woman Folk with Alyssa Mbuga. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.